Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dale's supermarket sweep. I used to love that.
Did you?
I did. Everyone did.
Right.
It's supermarket sweep.
Remember? And now do your Dale impression.
Hello and welcome to our Friday episode. This is where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's random things that have been sent in and extra bits that have been going on and how, most importantly, our advice went down with you, our wonderful G&D Divas.
Tickets for our moment on the big screen have been on sale all week. Lots of you lovely G&D Divas have already been in touch telling us where you'll be watching from. Hello to Claire and Steve coming to see us in Newport.
We've got Nelly, Liv and Sharon heading to The View in Aberdeen.
There's a gang of G&D Divas in Liverpool who have been in touch.
Oh, that'll be a good night. All right there, girls, get your rollers in. We're going to wash the boys.
It's merchandise, Matt.
Oh, yeah. And we've got Jules, Stan and their daughter Claire heading to the Plaza in Truro.
And,
is that Canada?
No, Truro's in Devon.
Oh, is it?
Mm, maybe Cornwall.
Ooh, all right.
One of the two. Anyway, let us know where you are going to be seeing it. There is not long now.
All the details you need are at sextedmybus.com/cinema. So head there to buy tickets. If you weren't lucky enough to be able to come and get tickets for our live tour, you can see us in the cinema.
Talking of cinemas, have I ever told you about the time I went to go and watch High School Musical 3?
Of course. Right. Now, let me guess. High School Musical 1, I think we were about 15, 16 when that came out.
Yes, I was at university.
Yeah, I was going to say, High School Musical 2 was like, we were probably about 17, 18. Mm-hmm. So High School Musical 3, 21?
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Yep, around that. And I was in Manchester and went to the Odeon, I think it was, at Printworks.
Yeah, I've
in
been
Manchester
there.
To go and watch High School Musical 3 because there was a much teased shower scene of Zac Efron in the shower. It got cut, sadly. That's the scene, not Zac Efron.
And did it actually?
Yeah, sadly.
Oh, okay.
But it's
is that why you went?
It was one of the draws, yes.
Why don't you just go on porn?
Well, because Zac Efron's not on porn.
No, I'm not, but there was porn back then. That's all I did in my third year of uni.
Right.
Adam's nodding away in the corner.
Let's look at me whenever you make
wank. I don't know. I always do. You just look like you wank a lot. That's all.
And Ben's not here.
Yeah, Ben's not here.
So I went off to see High School Musical 3. Completely, funnily enough, a very empty cinema. And my friends and I were sort of sitting in the middle. And 5 minutes before it starts, in comes another family. We're a bit like, okay, shame. We thought we had a whole private screening. Never mind. And they come and sit. They've also got their Chinese takeaway with them.
Yes.
And they come and sit right next to me and start eating noodles and slurping on the noodles whilst I'm waiting for Zach to slurp on him. But he didn't turn up. But it was disappointing.
No wrong with
that. Don't sit next to someone unless it's a full cinema, everyone.
Well, it seems like it might be the best spot.
No. Well, then leave a seat if you have to, even though that's still a bit weird.
I've not been to cinema in ages. I used to go to cinema all the time. I had one of those little monthly cards on a Saturday. I used to go in Wood Green in London.
You've got your own private cinema room now in your mansion.
Yeah.
Screen one, screen two.
It's called Wood Green in London.
Nice. Are we playing the Wood Green cinema?
Well, we might be. Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. There's, if you're ever in Wood Green.
I'm always in Wood Green.
There's some great Turkish restaurants there, honestly.
Yes.
Aren't some of the best
Mikey
food.
Used to live in that part of the world. And he would say,
some of the best Turkish food. And do you know what I love about it? As soon as you sit down, they just bring you a massive bread of basket. Massive bread basket.
Right. Well, it's always...
Warm pitta.
Oh, we need to keep you happy.
Yeah. Anyway, shall we go on to listeners' responses?
Yes. Now, after I confessed to my first ever iTunes purchase being the YMCA by the Columbia Ballroom Orchestra, which we have enjoyed, we asked our G&D Divas what their first music purchases were. And we've made a Spotify playlist of them.
Oh, have we?
Here are a few tracks in the playlist. Aqua, Barbie Girl.
Yeah.
It's an excellent song. S Club Party. Marvellous.
There's no party like an S Club Party.
A slightly more camp first purchase. Pet Shop Boys, Go West.
Mm-hmm.
Great song. More on that in a few weeks. An absolute classic, Toto, Africa.
Oh, tune.
Well, yeah, Mikey hates that song, but I love it.
Of course he does.
And a song that best... And a song that best describes Jordan on a Saturday night, ABBA's Dancing Queen. Who wrote that?
That's really tickled you.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Yeah, great. Next one.
Lovely. So go and check that out on Spotify. Spotify? A few of you coffee-loving Gene Divas have got in touch about the rags they use to clean milk frothers with in coffee shops.
Oh, God.
Anonymous wrote in, Dear William and Jordan, I was a barista for several years, and William, you are right to be concerned. However, I'm always far more concerned when a cafe has no rag at all. Without a cloth, the milk sticks to the iron and builds up, which is awfully unhygienic, especially as the same iron is used for every type of drink, including non-dairy ones. Some of the places I worked in use the same cloth to clean the work surfaces and stray coffee grains, and some of the other staff members wouldn't change the cloth for days. The one thing I would say is never have coffee at a pub or bar. Bar staff are rarely trained baristas and have no idea of the correct etiquette for cleaning the iron or the machine. From Anonymous.
If you're any baristas are listening,
yes.
Clean your iron.
Clean your pipes. Change the rag.
It's just, you see them, it's just one of those disposable cloths, the blue ones you get.
Yeah, or just have black coffee. That's the safer way. I mean, you've still got to clean the machine.
Yeah.
But then you avoid the dairy thing. Also, thank you to Nikki for getting in touch about coffee rags, saying that hers at her coffee shop are rinsed regularly and replaced every morning. So we can all go there.
I've got coffee on subscription now.
Have you?
Yeah.
Coffee on subscription.
Yes. So get,
from where?
I barely do a big shop these days. I get that much stuff delivered. I've got milkman. Got coffee on subscription.
Talking of your milkman,
yeah,
which you've mentioned many times before.
I've never met him. I've just seen him on my Ring doorbell.
A few people have said to me, you have become Hyacinth Bouquet, having a milkman. And I'm all for that.
And I put milk bottles in dishwasher. I do. Because it's cleaner for him.
Love it.
You know, the starts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's summer when it gets light again. I'm going to get one of those little... covers to stop the birds pecking at it.
You are so funny.
Yeah. I love my milkman.
Do you go around and tell the dairy that you want the milk from the Earl of Crawford's estate? It was a very attractive herd of cows.
That's
in the field.
Hyacinth,
it is, yeah.
It's what, and it's not camp having milk delivered. No, it's not. I get shampoo.
From the milk?
Yeah, I get shampoo and conditioner.
Oh.
Honestly, I get cheese once a month. I get apple juice for weekend, and I get this, like, you know, Yakult. Yeah, I get like a pint of that when my tummy's a bit upset.
It's from all that cheese.
So, yeah.
You are...
What else do I get delivered? I've got something else on prescription. Whatever it's called. I get other stuff delivered. There's another thing.
We have coffee. We do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's about it. Anyway, Rachel got in touch about having dogs in the car. Hi, William and Jordan. A friend of mine has a BMW convertible as their dog car. So at least William's option sounds more practical. Yours sincerely, Rachel.
What's that in
Remember, my parents have the dog car.
They had the dog car.
Yes. Presumably, they have put the roof over for the dog car.
They had a dog car. So they had a very nice car, didn't they?
Well, they had two very nice cars.
Two very nice cars that they used to take James to school in, and a dog car that used to take William to school in.
You joke.
Darling, getting there.
Final one from Lucy. Dear William, Jordan and EPB, last week my eldest son, age 4, was at home poorly and he was asleep on the sofa. I put the pod on whilst I was doing some cleaning.
Can I just ask, if you're home from school now, what's on telly? Because when you used to have a sick day at school...
You.
You had Dale's supermarket sweep. I used to love that.
Did you?
Everyone did.
Right.
It's supermarket sweep.
And now do your Dale impression.
Everyone loved that. So there was that.
Yes.
There was Neighbours.
Yeah.
There was something else on in afternoon that I used to like. You'd go to your grandma's and just sit and watch daytime telly with him. What is it now? Is that Loose Women and stuff, I suppose. Mm. But anyway, kids won't know.
I thought nothing of it until his nursery teacher had to pull me aside for a chat when I collected him from nursery the next day. I was absolutely mortified to be told that my precious innocent little George had been prancing around the garden, screaming sprinkle sparkle spunk at the top of his voice.
Oh, God.
And to top it off, he was encouraging all his friends to join in.
Was he doing the action sign?
I hope so.
Sprinkle spark.
It turns out he had not been asleep as I thought and had heard the whole episode.
Oh, God.
To add to the horror, I received a WhatsApp message from one of his friend's mothers who was very upset that her son was now shouting spunk, spunk as he ran around the house. With the kindest of regards, Lucy.
We've said it before, Lucy. We'll say it again. Please do not let your kids listen to this podcast.
Use headphones.
Don't have it on in the car. It's too rude for kids. It is.
Although, the grand scheme of things that we have said on this podcast, sprinkle, sparkle, spunk is probably not the worst thing.
I am just imagining a nursery full of kids shouting sprinkle, sparkle, spunk.
Mm.
That's, yeah. Oh, God.
Well, there we go.
There we go. God. Right.
If you want to get in touch about something that isn't a dilemma...
I do these bits.
Well, you haven't even got the pages.
I have got it there.
No, there's that bit.
Oh. If you want to get back in touch about something that isn't a dilemma or a problem, drop into our DMs or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch. Any other Dale Winton fans out there, get back in touch as well.
I think we've got a couple, but listen to this.
Speak to you Tuesday.
Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.